Hey, everybody. Steve here, and time for another podcast. It's been a while. Today is January 28th of 2015, and I wanted to do a little recap of the NAMM show. We were just out at the NAMM show, which was in Anaheim, California, end of last week and on the weekend. There was some incredible stuff there. So we'd like to give you a little rundown of what was there. For the good folks at Craviato, always near and dear to my heart, this was the year to introduce a number of midline products in the Craviato line. The idea here was to bring Craviato's solid shell technology and sound to a broader market by creating some midline products for that brand. And what has been done is the following. The Johnny C snare drum, we call a workhorse snare drum here, 5.5 by 14 or 6.5 by 14, 45 degree edges, newly designed cast lug on the drum, and a $649 street price, which is fantastic. A solid shell done by Johnny Craviato at that price point is amazing. It was tremendously successful at the show. In addition, the Craviato Solitaire, which is an aluminum drum with a unique venting system for a very dry, articulate sound, 5.5 by 14 and 6.5 by 14, also very, very successful and well-received at the show, $795 street price. We also have the Craviato Super Swing, which is a 7 by 14 solid maple with a walnut inlay, with maple hoops that have walnut stain, and a beautiful center lug, diamond cast lug, and claws. So it's very much got that look of the Super Swing Ludwigs of the early 40s and the sound of the Solid Shell Radio Kings from that era. Great drum with a $995 street price. And then the Craviato Center Stage Kit. This is a beautiful kit. It has a Craviato diamond cast lug mounted in the center, so the drum is lighter in weight and even more resonant. It is a Craviato solid shell, of course, with inlay. The sizes on these kits are limited to 7x12, 12x14 floor tom, and your choice of either a 12x18 or 12x20 bass drum. The kit at the show was the 12x14x20, and that kit is on its way to our New York store to have videos done and will remain in our showroom as the showroom kit. The beautiful part of that is that the three drums have a street price of only $3,600, which is truly amazing for Johnny Craviato's solid shell technology. Just phenomenally good. Jump over to the Ludwig booth. The big news this year with Ludwig was the Legacy Mahogany kits, and as some of you may know, Ludwig already has the Legacy Maple series, which is basically the 60s kit. Maple poplar maple with a rounded bearing edge, reinforcement rings, and very, very much the 60s shell. Ludwig also has the 70s shell in their classic maple series, which is a 7-ply, all maple, no reinforcement rings, and a 45-degree edge. That's the 70s shell. A couple of years ago, I had brought up to the folks at Ludwig that it would be a great idea to bring back the 50s shell, which is the mahogany. And that is what has happened here, and it is a remarkable set. I got a chance to hear the prototype kit a few weeks ago, and it was wonderfully done. This is a mahogany poplar mahogany shell, reinforcement rings, and a rounded bearing edge, and this now gives you that fat, warm 50 sound. So the palette of sounds available from Ludwig USA is terrific, because you've got not only the 50s shell, but the 60s shell and the 70s shell. So we will be getting the first of these Ludwig mahogany kits in. We've got 7 kits coming in right now, or shortly, not right this minute, but shortly we'll get the first ones. Also, too, for you, on the classic maple series, we have a unique finish called Rose Marine Pearl, which is like a white marine pearl with a rose tint to it, very much like a finish that was available in the 20s. And for that, there will be 4 kits made in each of 2 configurations, 8x12, 14x14, 14x20, 9x13, 16x16, 14x22, each with a matching 5.5x14 snare. You'll see those up on our website, exclusive from us. The news at the Gretsch booth, of course, was the nationwide rollout of the Broadcaster 3-ply series. And those Broadcaster drums were rolled out in September of 2014 to the Round Badge dealer group, and we sold a tremendous number of those kits and continue to do well with them. And now those kits are being rolled out to the rest of the domestic market as of the NAMM show. This, of course, is the Maple Poplar Maple 3-ply shell, rounded bearing edge. Meaning, in this case, it's a reverse roundover edge on the toms and the bass drum, which is exactly the edge that was used in the 50s on these 3-ply kits. And then on the snare drum, it's a 30-degree edge. So these kits differ from the traditional USA Custom. USA Custom is maple gumwood with a 6-ply configuration and a 30-degree bearing edge. This is maple poplar in a 3-ply configuration, maple poplar maple, with a reverse roundover edge and reinforcement ring, no reinforcement rings. And it is a wonderful, wonderful sounding kit, and they've been very successful. Jump over a little bit to the cymbal world. At Istanbul AGOP, we took advantage of hand-picking some wonderful, wonderful 24s and a 26. There are 6 cymbals there that will be on their way to our New York store. There was a tremendous Matt Chamberlain that we got, a Joey Warrenker, an Ohm, an Exist, another 2 others, one a 30th anniversary and one a traditional, and a wonderful 26-inch 30th anniversary. Those will be on their way to our New York store, and you will love them. The big news at the Istanbul Mehmet booth was, of course, the Tony Williams series. And this is a great series. These cymbals were created, a limited number of 250 sets are being created, and these were based off of cymbals of Tony's that were given to him by Max Roach, and they're cymbals that he used with Miles. Colleen, Tony's widow, had these cymbals, brought them by hand to Istanbul to have the folks at the Mehmet factory create the replicas of these cymbals, and they are being sold. We had sets on order, and it was selling so fast, I was selling them on the plane, on the tarmac, and got some more sets while I was waiting to take off. And these are going to be tremendous. There is a set of 14-inch hats, an 18-inch, and a 22-inch. They sound terrific. They come with a leather cymbal bag, a certificate of authenticity signed by Mehmet and Colleen, and also some rare photos of Tony as well. So those are tremendous. They're going to sell very quickly, so give us a call. At Sabian, the good folks at Sabian introduced their Big and Ugly series, which we had seen and had in our shop a few days before the NAMM show. And these are generally 22 and 24-inch cymbals, rides, very uniquely done. Really a wonderful palette of sounds here. There's many, many different varieties. You can see these up on our website with sound files as well. And check them out because there's some very, very unique sounds in there. And lastly, jump back over to the drum world. And over at the Sonar booth, Sonar has reintroduced the Vintage series, and I cannot wait to get these in. We've got sets on order right now. They have gone back to create basically the beach shells that were used in the late 50s and early 60s, and these are wonderful sounding drums, and they've recreated the old Sonar teardrop lug and also the rim that was used during that period of time. And these drums are phenomenally good. There are 3 finishes, my favorite of which is a Vintage White Marine Pearl. And there is also an onyx finish, which is basically a black satin. And there is a natural finish, which is a satin oil. My favorite by far is the Vintage White Marine Pearl. These kits will be available initially in shell packs with an 8x12, a 12x14 floor tom, 14x20 bass drum, 5¾x14 snare drum. And again, these are the beach shells. There's also a larger configuration kit, which is an 8x13, a 14x16 floor tom, 14x22 bass drum, and a 6.5x14 snare. There are going to be add-on drums available starting in the spring, which include a 16x18 floor tom and also a 10-inch rack tom. And by late spring, there will be a 14x18 bass drum available as well, and also a 14x24. These are tremendous, tremendous drums. They look incredible. They sound great, and you're going to love them. So you've got a photo up on our website already. We are taking orders on those, and those are something you really want to see. They're going to be a fantastic item. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of a sense of what went on at the NAMM show this year. It was a very well-attended show, both by manufacturers and by customers alike. Tremendous amount of product was available, a lot of people, a lot of good conversations, and a lot of fun overall. So stay tuned. There'll be more information coming up. We've got some strategic things that we're going to be launching in the near future, and we'll tell you about them here. Meanwhile, if you want to see anything at our website, of course, it is maxwelldrums.com, and feel free to give me a call. My contact information is on the site. Thanks, everybody.